The Australian Museum will soon be buzzing every Wednesday night all the way until March with Culture Up Late, featuring virtual reality shows, live music, hands-on workshops, performances, protests and more. We're joined now by Program Manager Mathieu Ravier. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Big, big program.
It is indeed, yeah. And one that we have so much fun putting together. Mm. Culture Up Late is, we started it last year. And was so kind of excited by the response of audiences who came through the museum that we thought, okay, let's make it an annual thing.
Yeah. Looking at the program, it feels like a program of protest in a way.
Well, that's a big word. I don't know that it's a program of protest, but certainly what we're interested in is opening up the museum to different perspectives. Mm. Museums for ever have been places that you go for the truth.
Knowledge. Fact.
Exactly. And that's fantastic because obviously the scientists, the people who work behind the scenes to bring you those stories about the collection have worked so hard to get to a certain truth. Having said that, one of the things that I found so exciting working at the museum, and I've only been there for about a year and a half, is that a lot of the stories and the interpretations of the collection have evolved over the years, depending on who was providing that narrative. Mm. And so part of what we want to do with Culture Up Late, where we open the museum after hours, Wednesday nights in summer, is invite artists, thinkers, performers, people from all walks of life and all different communities to come in and get inspired by the museum and provide their own interpretation. Not to contradict anyone, but simply to have a richer discussion.
Yeah. So we're kicking things off this Wednesday, which is in the lead up to Australia Day.
That's right.
And you're doing a full-on celebration of First Nations.
Mm-hmm. The night is called We Stand Strong, or Nalu Warawi Mari in Gadigal.
I was going to translate that. I'm going to botch up that pronunciation so
I
bad.
I probably didn't do it justice. And I apologize to my Aboriginal colleagues if I have mispronounced it. Yeah. But the main thing with this night is to, I guess, question how we celebrate cultural identity and national identity in this country. And yes, it's no coincidence that it's a couple of days before what we call Australia Day still.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is I've asked my Aboriginal colleagues to curate the night, and they've put together an amazing lineup of Aboriginal poets, activists, performers, musicians, and elders. And basically the night is open to all, and it's to try to have a discussion about, what national identity is in this country, who's been telling that story, and for how long, what other stories exist out there, especially in the Aboriginal communities.
Yeah.
And the museum is a great place to do that. And I think, for a variety of reasons. For one, we are the custodians of one of the most significant and incredible Aboriginal collections in the world. And the traditional owners of both the land on which the museum sits, but of that collection, should be the ones telling the story of that collection. And, it hasn't always been the case in the long history of the museum, which was established 190 years ago.
Yeah.
In very different times. So I think this night is just to make sure that that voice is represented.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of discussions around Australia Day, I imagine, about how we celebrate that.
Yeah, is there a wrap-off or something?
Oh, there's a virtual reality work called Change the Date,
which
involves a lot of hip-hop artists performing a song about the date. There will be some activist poets who will be doing some spoken word stuff.
Excellent.
About this topic. There'll be basically a lot of activities, including hands-on. You can do some weaving, but it's all pretext for a good yarn and a good discussion. And a lot of our Aboriginal staff will be on hand to give spot tours and talk about the collection and bring you into those stories and do it in their own voice.
Yeah. So moving on from this week's, you've got a stacked program, 8 weeks worth. Mm-hmm. You've got an anti-Valentine's one, which I do appreciate as a non-romantic.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm a little bit like you. Sometimes I find that the crass commercialism and or the kind of Hallmark sentiment around Valentine's Day, a little bit sickening. But
it's
when
like, on this date, you must do things romantic. It's like,
yeah, and it feels a bit forced, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So what basically Valentine's Day falls on one of the culture up late nights. So we thought, what would an anti-Valentine's Day look like? And the idea is not to exclude anyone. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The idea is to include everyone, whether you're single or in a relationship, or and to talk about love, but in all its different forms. And it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek night. We've got heart dissection.
I was going to say, are you sure it's like vegan friendly?
It's true, right? I mean, but we are a scientific institution, and you couldn't have learned anything about the heart without scientists dissecting the organ.
That is true.
So we will have some really cool scientists on hand to basically guide you into, those who want to and are game for that kind of stuff, to dissect a heart. And, you know, which Valentine's Day date can you get to do that, right?
Not many.
we've also got a crafts workshop where you can make a voodoo doll of your ex, complete with pins.
Excellent. That'd be the best stress relief.
Right? You can exercise your demons there. We've got speed hating. You've heard of speed dating.
I've heard of speed dating. I remember seeing it happen at the museum once.
Yes. Oh, you've been to a Jurassic Lounge
night
where we did that.
Yeah.
Speed hating is a bit like that, except that you bond with complete strangers over things you hate.
Excellent. There's so many things that we hate.
So as you can see, it's not all serious. Yeah. The night is meant to be, I guess, a mix of entertainment with things like this and live music and the like. But also, I guess, some more serious activities and a chance to visit the museum at a time when it's not overrun with kids and families.
Yes. This is why I only usually do after hours at museums.
I think a lot of your listeners probably are, you know, either haven't been to the museum since maybe school, to the Australian Museum in any case. And, you know, if you've stepped in there on a weekend or during school holidays, you might have gone, ooh, you know, this isn't my space.
No.
So, yeah.
And then, you know, during the week it's work. So what can you do?
Right. Wednesday nights is what you can do.
Yes, indeed. Also, February is the month of Mardi Gras.
Of course.
40 years.
Incredible, hey?
Yeah.
Of course, we could not mark this incredible anniversary, especially this year with the legalization of same-sex marriage. We've always had a great partnership with Sydney Mardi Gras at the museum, and we've done quite a few events with them in the past. This year, we're presenting what we call Another View, and again, it's inviting different perspectives on the museum. That's on February 28th. And again, quite a few artists. We've got some great cabaret from Lady Sings It Better, who basically reappropriate songs were made famous by men, pop songs made famous by men, and give them a bit of a feminist twist. There's one highlight, which I think is going to be fantastic. There's an artist called Samuel Leighton-Dorr. And he's a multi-hyphenate. He's a filmmaker. He's written children's books. I can't remember how old he is, but he's way too young to have done all of these things. But he's here as a painter or as an illustrator, and he's going to create a live illustration throughout the course of the night, so starting with a blank canvas.
Yeah.
And he's going to be capturing the museum and its exhibits, but also the visitors. So it's a chance for you to actually be part of an illustration in real time.
Oh, wow.
And his illustrations can be a little bit on the cheeky side. So, and he's extremely articulate about so many things that matter to LGBTQI communities. I forgot the T in there. And basically, so it's also, again, like many of these activities, it's a chance to have a conversation with artists and performers.
Yeah.
But inspired by the incredible treasures that can be found at the museum.
Mm. One more thing I would like to talk about. Probably every climate change denier's worst nightmare against the tide.
yeah. Look, I mean, so the Australian Museum is its remit, like its passion is three different things. It's nature, natural sciences, and then it's Aboriginal cultures and Pacific cultures. And when we talk about nature or indeed Pacific cultures or Aboriginal cultures, we can't not talk about climate change.
No.
Because there's so much knowledge there. And so on the 21st of February, we'll be talking about the ocean in particular. And so that whole night is to talk about our relationship to the ocean. And in Sydney, we all love the ocean. You know, we're realizing that through climate change, through pollution, through plastics, through a lot of our human activity, we are basically destroying it. And so this night is meant to, I guess, put that front and center and have us have discussions about, yeah, how we can change our behaviors, but also talk about the incredible biodiversity of oceans, especially around Australia. And, yeah, the museum, again, a good place to do that.
Yeah, science. Right? Scientific institution, the place where you should be getting your knowledge from.
That's right.
Well, Mathieu, thank you so much for joining us here today. We cannot wait to head along down to Culture Up Late.
Well, thanks for having me. Wednesdays from next week.
Next week. Or this week.
This week.
Wednesday.
Yes.
This week.
This week. Next Wednesday. Yes.
Yes. 24th. But yeah, we'll definitely get down there. But thanks again.